Okay, so let me run you through a couple of the things you might want to consider checking out in the days ahead and the weekend that follows. And we've been cautious with our events diary because, of course, we all still need to be cautious with large-scale events and management thereof. So all of the events we are featuring are either going to be online ones or ones where the crowd capacity size is being managed very carefully. First thing I want to flag for you is one of our SA Idols superstars, Mark Hayes, with a very stripped-down show which is happening at the Drama Factory in Strand. If you're not familiar with the venue, as you drive past on the N2, you'll notice the Asla Business Park on the side of the highway. Well, the Drama Factory is located inside that particular business park. And Mark is going to be performing a show that includes covers of some of his favorite songs, tributes to some of the musicians who have influenced him along the way. Bon Jovi's Dead or Alive, Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine is on the playlist, as well as his own top 10 hit single, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. The show, there are three of them this weekend. One is at 7 o'clock this evening, one at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, and the final show at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Tickets are R160 ahead, and to book for that, please visit the website thedramafactory.co.za. So that's Mark Hayes at the Drama Factory this weekend. Our second choice takes us back to the theme of animal rescues, because Tears Animal Rescue is hosting an Adopt-a-thon day tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at their kennels and cattery in Sunnydale. This day basically invites members of the public to come in and find a cat or dog to take home with them. Very sadly, the Adopt-a-Pet Animal Shelter's founder and chief funder, Cicely Bloomberg, passed away last year, and that shelter based in Philippi has been forced to close its doors after 17 years of rescuing and rehoming companion animals. And Tears has basically said, we will step in and pick up the slack and help find homes for the animals that were still there at their Philippi shelter. So that is what is happening. They are bringing the remaining 31 dogs and 3 cats from the Philippi base to the Lekavata shelter in Sunnydale, and Tears will be giving you a chance to consider adopting one of them in this special day. Tomorrow in, from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon at the Tears Kennels and Catchery in Sunnydale. Next, another environmental-themed event, the Two Oceans Aquarium hosting its first Trash Bash, which is very good news indeed. This is a regular beach cleanup event, and obviously they couldn't be held as regularly as one would like under strict lockdown conditions. But tomorrow, the Trash Bash is back, happening at Mooi Point and along the Mooi Point beachfront, effectively from 9 o'clock in the morning until 11. If you would like to join in, all you need to take along is a hat and some water. Please remember the sunblock. Do take reusable gloves. They are much more hardy than the disposable ones, and we don't want disposable gloves ending up as part of the pollution problem either. So something that you would use in the garden, or even the ones you use when you're washing the dishes at home, are fine. And you will be required to please wear a mask at all times. That is important to remind you of. But that is the Two Oceans Aquarium Trash Bash happening at Mooi Point Beach tomorrow between 9 and 11. Some more music for you. This one happening in Musemburg. No, it's not, because that one is in fact already passed. So we'll move on to the one that's happening in Stellenbosch. Akkadis and the Black Cat Bones. Gosh, the Black Cat Bones, I've been hearing great things about since they played their first live gigs in Knysna several years ago. And every time I've been in Knysna, I've missed them by just a day or two. So here's your chance to go and see them at the Daisy Jones Bar at Summerhill Wine Farm along the R44 in Stellenbosch. They are playing tonight, Akkadis and the Black Cat Bones. That show starts at 7 o'clock. The doors will open from 5 p.m. And the show itself starts at 7. It'll be over by 9:30, so there'll be plenty of time for you to safely make your way back home before curfew. Tickets for that show are R150 ahead, and they can be booked via Quicket. As I said, this is a slow process of reintroducing the events diary. So if you are organizing events, please make sure that they are in line with regulations around capacity, etc. You are very welcome to send us an email during the week on pippah@capetalk.co.za to give us all the details. We need obviously the things like the date, time and venue, as well as the ticket price and where to buy tickets. Very important information that you must include, please. I also ask, please, that you send it well in advance. I can do nothing with information that comes to me at 10 minutes to 2 while I'm already busy delivering the feature on air. So please try and get it to us by the very latest Wednesday before the weekend ahead. The email address again is pippah@capetalk.co.za.